Welcome to another edition of The Big Interview here on SportsTownChicago.com, WICB. This is probably the quickest turnaround we've ever had on a guest. We had this guest on less than 2 weeks ago. Great to get to talk to him again with myself, Rick Camp, and Alex LaCicero Alos. First time I've ever mispronounced your name. We have of the Great USA Show, White Collar, on Tuesdays, 10, 9 Central, including tonight, so make sure to tune in. We have Tim DeKay on the line with us. Tim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Oh, no problem. Now, last time we talked, we talked a lot about the Westminster Dog Show. So, did you watch? And if you did, do you think the Scottish Deerhound?
This is sports talk, right? This is sports talk, so
yeah.
We should talk about that.
Absolutely. So, I mean,
I didn't get to catch any of it, though.
Okay.
I've got it TiVo'd. Did you catch any of it?
My mom's actually a dog groomer, so we were watching it. I've got honestly, the ugliest group of going for best in show I have ever seen. The one dog that I think is mildly decent looking was the Smooth Fox Terrier out of the Terrier group. If you go on Google and search the Scottish Deerhound, holy cow, it's bad. It's really bad looking. I would have much preferred to have a new episode of White Collar on than to see that group of ugly ass dogs. Honestly, it was really bad.
Well, you won't have, what is this, Scottish Deerhound?
Yeah, it won the working group.
It won the worst what?
No, it won the working group.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, I believe that's what it was in.
Oh, it's not an attractive animal, is it?
Oh no! Oh no! No, it looks like anything from Scotland. So pretty much, it's awkward. It doesn't look like it belongs. You know, it's just really, really weird.
Yeah. Well, that's not a good looking dog.
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
No.
Well, maybe it's a good. I guess it's a good working dog. So that's good.
That is true. So we do want to get to your work on White Collar. And one thing that I forgot to ask you last time that I want to ask you is, you know, you've done a lot of work with TV and movies. Do you have a preference on one or the other, or do you like kind of having a mix of both?
I like having a mix of both, honestly, because as long as I get to either play a good character or be in a good story, that's all that really matters to me. You know, I've been in some really good films, and I've been in some not so good films, and the same with TV. And right now, fortunately, you know, I can't wait to shoot episodes of White Collar. I just love doing it. I love the guy who plays opposite me, Matt Ballmer. He's hilarious and he's smart, and you know, I've got Willie Carson, Tiffany Thiessen, Marsha Thomas, and all these fantastic people that I just get to go to work with and play. So, and I love playing this FBI agent who's, you know, he's got this kind of wry sense of humor, and he's by the books, but you can see the guy bend this way and that way if it helps catching the bad guy. So, I love shooting in New York. I'm living the dream right now, to be honest with you. It's great. I can't complain.
All right, throwing it over to Alo. Alex, talk with you.
Hey, Tim, welcome back.
Hey,
welcome back to the show. Now, we didn't get to ask you last time. You do play the good guy, and you mentioned you get to reverse roles, kind of go in the shoes of for an episode coming up. But if you could switch with any other character besides Neil, who would it be?
Jeez, if I could play any other character, you know, I wouldn't mind having to go around as Mozzie for a little while either.
Okay.
That would be, you know, because he's so exaggerated to begin with that whenever you switch roles, you tend to exaggerate that role. So I think I'd take him into the stratosphere if I played Mozzie.
Mozzie's absolutely a very interesting character, to say the least. Now, when you are getting into character as Peter Burke, what kind of methods do you use?
Now that I've played him so long, as soon as I throw on that tie or the suit, I'm there. The writers have given us such great words that you're just, it goes back to the first episode of the pilot when I read it. I thought, I know, I get this guy. This guy's actually, he's not your straight-laced FBI agent. He's actually pretty funny, and he's got a lot of vulnerability. And I thought Jeff Easton showed that in the writing, and so I kind of went with that. But, you know, it's funny. As soon as I get that script, as soon as I get in the dressing room, the trailer, I'm there with him. And because he kind of reminds me of some guys that I knew that I went to undergrad with, that I played baseball with. And so, I know he's one of these guys that I slip right into. I don't have to do much work for some reason.
Well, that's always a good thing on your end. Now, the show has been picked up for a third season, and you guys shoot in New York. What's it like to be outside of L.A. in your home state shooting?
Oh, it's great, because I've got some buddies who come down from Ithaca, and we have a good weekend, or, you know, they're on the set watching me shoot. You know, when I first started my professional career as an actor, my wife and I lived in New York, and we didn't have two dimes to rub together, but we were doing theater and just starting out. And so now to go back and be shooting White Collar there, it's very special. And I just love New York. I love being back in the East because of the seasons. And I'm not complaining about California. I gotta say it's great because it's sunny, but it's sunny nearly every day. So that, again, I'm not complaining, but nice to go back and have weather.
Yeah.
Back east, so.
I can imagine. Now, we have a couple hot seat questions that we'd like to ask. Being it that it's almost the Oscars, if you could win any award for film or TV, what would it be?
Any award for film or TV? Oh, I wouldn't mind winning an Oscar. I wouldn't mind winning an Oscar. And an Emmy. I wouldn't mind that, yeah. Or if I can't win that, I'd at least want to win the award for best working dog in the Westminster Dog Show. I want to win that.
All right. Next hot seat question. Who was your influence or role model growing up to become an actor?
Jimmy Stewart.
Okay. Any reason?
Jimmy Stewart. The movie It's a Wonderful Life has always been my favorite movie, and here are two others which are weird: Jerry Lewis and also Abbott and Costello.
Oh, absolutely!
Yeah,
those two are very funny. And finally, the last thing: why don't you tell our listeners out there a little bit about the newest episode tonight?
Neil, played by Matt Bomer, runs into his nemesis, Matthew Keller, played by Ross McCall, and he has kidnapped me, Peter Burke, and Neil has to figure out what to do in order to save my life and also try and catch Matthew Keller. It's a great episode because you get to see Neil and Peter work as partners even when they're not. When Peter's kidnapped and Neil is in the FBI offices, you get to see them working together as partners. I think it's an incredibly exciting and well-written episode.
That sounds incredibly exciting. Well, Tim, we want to thank you for your time today and coming back on to talk with both Rick and myself.
Good to talk to you guys again.
Have a good one, Tim.
Take care, Tim.
Take care.
That was Tim Decay of White Collar. Make sure to tune in tonight, 10-9 Central, on USA. And if you want to do what we're doing, interviewing celebrities like Tim or being on radio or TV, give the Illinois Center for Broadcasting a call at 630-916-1700 or check out the school's website at beonair.com. For sportstownchicago.com with ALO, I'm Rick Camp.